Dear Orwellians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listening from near and far. Today is Monday, 6th of October, and it's mostly sunny here in Orwell on 27 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast says clouds and sun, with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon, and partly cloudy with a couple of showers and thunderstorm over the night. Temperatures ranging between low of 24 to high of 34 with a heat index on 44 degrees Celsius. Winds from east at 10 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. That will be during the day, and over the night winds from southwest at 8 km per hour with gusts on 16 km per hour. Chance on precipitation is 59%. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated to 95%, and on Wednesday at 4:20 PM is full moon in Aries, and there is a total eclipse blood moon, and this eclipse is the second in a series of four so-called blood moon eclipses. Eclipse will start minutes to 2 PM, but we will be able to see partial eclipse ends at 6:02 PM and penumbral eclipse ends at 7:02 PM. This one will be another blood moon, which is not such a common occurrence, and the brilliant hue comes from the edges of the sun peeking out around the periphery of the Earth through its atmosphere in a global sunset shining on the moon, which has to be just in the right position to catch those rays. Now let's go to our affairs and schedules for the week. The Orwell Council is reminding us of invitation to the community at large on the 8th of October for an interactive general meeting on code of conduct, eligibility, criteria and feedback. A subgroup formed with a few members of Orwell Council has been working along with a study group on finalizing the draft on above topics by holding discussion amongst resource persons, compiling Orwellians' input via email. A one-day workshop was held on 20th of September on the same topics. It is indeed a challenging task to integrate all the diverse points of view of those topics. The general meeting on the 8th of October is another attempt to tackling this challenge by having an interactive session where a questionnaire is presented to be answered. This questionnaire is a compilation of the results of the process held thus far on those topics by the Council, and it's not a finished product. And the Working Committee shares with us Dr. Karan Singh's reply on Land Board, which is addressed to the Working Committee and saying, "Thank you for your letter of 24th of September. While I agreed to extend resident assembly for 6 weeks, I find the procedure you have suggested is likely, as usual, to be protracted and time-consuming. There has to be sense of urgency in this whole matter. I do hope you will be able to stick to the completion date of 15th of November 2014. Thank you also for your letter of sympathy at the unpretended floods that have ravaged Jammu and Kashmir. It has indeed been a massive human and ecological disaster. With good wishes, Karan Singh." We are invited to Amphitheatre in Matrimandir on Wednesday, 8th of October from 6:30 to 7 PM for a musical meditation for the full moonrise with recorded music of Hindustani classical music. Access only from office gate, and guests, please carry your guest cards. But no doubt that the peak of the week will culminate with the Global Summit for Climate Change for us here in Orwell at Orwell Singing Festival on 10th and 11th of October between 7 to 9 PM at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, where we will join also it with the song Do It Now. Otherwise, Orwell Singing Festival, it will happen with songs on theme and sing along with the public. On 12th of October, we are invited to Matri Mandir Unity Garden at 5:30 PM to join the Bird of Peace meditative musical offering with the Russian singing bells. And from the book Sweet Mother Harmonies of Light by Mona Sarkar is written, "The Bird of Peace descending upon earth. It is to bring peace. It is the messenger of peace. The Bird of Peace descending upon earth. It is still far away, but one day will alight upon the earth. There will be peace on earth." And next day, October 13, where we will lead Tuning to Harmony workshop at Kripa in Kalabumi at 5 PM. Contemplation of sound brings the mind to the source of sound, which is silence, meditation on harmony, unity, inner peace with the Russian singing bells. Experience of collective tuning and being together in sound with the help of special resonance for the plate bells. In Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in the International Zone, from Saturday to 19th of October, it's on the display photo exhibition, The South of Dharma, Dalai Lama, the 33rd Kalchakra in Leh. French Pavilion invites us to some events in Pondi. In cinema, there will be a program which will continue to commemorate the centenary of the outbreak of the First World War with a screening of the Apocalypse, the First World War series. The cycle will conclude with a screening of Captain Conan, the legendary film by Bertrand Tavernier, set in one of the least well-known theaters operation of the Great War, the Eastern Front. That will be going on each Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. at Alliance de Francais Auditorium. There is also a photo exhibition on display until 24th of October, which is a part of the launch of the partnership between Alliance Francaise de Pondicherry and the Association Francaise Volontaire, where we are invited to discover volunteers across the world, a beautiful photographic exhibition showing the various facets of solidarity today. Blending culture and solidarity, this exhibition showcases the newly woven ties between two structures. On literature, there will be on 17th of October, an evening with Akash Kapoor and William Darlempe. Both writers give you an appointment for a literary evening combining knowledge of Indian history, analysis of the present, and vision of the future of this great country. This is a wonderful opportunity to attend what promises to be an exciting exchange between the most popular British expert on South Asian history and one of the finest talents in contemporary Indian literature hailing from Pondicherry. And here's the sad news, because Ajit Koghali of Samasti suffered last Monday a fall from his and Ratna's second roof terrace and has been taken to PIMS. From there has been brought to Apollo Hospital, where he's now being treated in the critical care unit. Apart from broken bones and damage to some of his organs, internal bleeding has taken place as he is hemophilic, supplements to his blood and to be obtained from the Hemophilic Society. So there's appeal from Health Center to our generosity, because he and our health fund are not able to cover the kind of expenses involved. And to give you just an idea, being treated in Apollo's critical care unit costs 1 lakh per day. And there is on financial service is an open an account 251849 for Ajit Health. And you can also join us in prayer for him and for Ratna in this ordeal. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:15, they will screen Orville, The City in the Earth's Needs, Part 1 and 2, by Sri Kira Joshi, who had always had the vision of a luminous future for Orville. The second part is showing an interview from 2013 with Sri Kira Joshi, and there he is telling about his experience of regular meetings with the mother. And we will join also this week a wildlife film festival from New Delhi from 7th of October until 10th, because Orville and Pondicherry have the pleasure of hosting the traveling CMS Vatanarava Environment and Wildlife Film Festival and Forum. This well-known festival based in New Delhi is organizing film screening and panel discussions in collaboration with Pondicherry University, Pondicherry and Orville. Screening in Orville will be organized by Multimedia in Town Hall and Orofilm. And schools are invited to book the morning screening. So on 7th, we will see Social Europe, made in India in 2007 by director Ajit Bardwaj, and Prajapaksham, made in India 2011 by director Prema Malini, Oranges and Mangoes, made in India in 2011, Dr. Priyanka Chabra, Bal Pandi, Life of Birds, made in India 2009 by director Suresh Elamon, and on Thursday, at 7:45 at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas, they will screen The Last Lions, which was made in South Africa in 2010 by director Derek and Beverly Joubert. Otherwise, Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today we can see South Asian biography drama Sport, Million Dollar Arm, which was made in USA in 2014 by director Craig Gillespie. Tomorrow we can see an Italian comedy, The Mafia Kills Only in Summer, made in Italy in 2013 by director P. Francesco Dilberto. And on Wednesday, there will be cultural documentary, Journey with the Pianist Piotr Andrzejewski, made in Poland in 2008 by director Bruno Monsignon. And the mother wrote, "Open your heart and the light will enter and dwell within it." Thank you for listening, so you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.